Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Hayden Bleachmore.
I'm Cass.
Yeah, I put too much pepper on it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. And today's,
I get too excited.
Today's topic is, who was the first guy to do that? You know?
Yeah, no, good fucking point.
Well, so maybe think of this. We had Demi on a while ago, and she was making fun of the who was the first guy to do that question. And that's fair, because maybe it's a little bit cheap. But I thought, let's give ourselves a platform to get all of our who was the first guy to questions and jokes
out of our system.
Well, yeah, because the question that Demi was making fun of was that sort of hack joke.
Who was the first guy to drink milk
from a cow? What was that guy thinking?
Oh, why would you even go suck on a fucking otter? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But no, you see a cow drinking it, and you're like, well, looks kind of good.
Yeah, it makes sense. You go, hey, humans drink milk. That's a big old titty. Yum, yum.
I wish
me.
I was a baby cow.
For
that
me.
Would be
yeah.
great. You know?
Also, like, because humans stop producing milk.
Yeah.
And you are in old times, and you're like, wow, look how big a cow is. I need to be strong, actually. Help.
I want my baby juice.
I need to be strong, actually, is such a funny thing for a peasant to say. And I'm imagining like a knight pushing him into the mud or whatever, and he's like, you know what? I actually need to be pretty strong. So
I think I was just sucking some cow.
What if it happened in reverse? What if, like, cows
they
came up...
They spat milk into a cow's butt? What do you mean? What's the reverse?
What? I can't fathom how that's the reverse of anything. No,
it is the reverse, and you know it.
Do you know what?
That's
you
the exact opposite.
You were confident and fast.
Yeah.
No, I believed you for a moment.
Who's
I was
they?
Like, wow, you were so fast.
Them!
They think
is it the
guy?
The knight or the peasant?
Or is it the cow? Spitting milk into the cow's butt. I was saying, what if a baby cow came up and sucked on our titties? Like, what if it happened in reverse and the cow started milking us?
I think people think of that.
Yeah.
Because there are people who have breastfed animals. Like, people get that. People understand that.
Wait,
who's breastfeeding animals?
People whose animals don't have a mum, but they have titty milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes
do they go straight from the source, or they put it in a bottle first? I'd put it in the bottle first, surely.
Probably.
There are some people who go straight from the source.
Yeah.
Well, that's
not too many, but you do hear of them.
What are you trying to do?
Vocal minority.
I don't hear of them.
You don't hear of them.
You hear of them.
I do not hear of them. I hear not of it. Do you reckon you've been the first guy to do something?
Sure.
I think about this all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I reckon I'm the first person, like I don't know, spin around and touch this bit of wall or something. And then I'll do it like, yep, made history. I'm the first person to do that.
Pioneer.
Probably.
Trailblazer.
Oh, yeah. Hayden used to do a cool prank as a kid, and you'd like yell or like shove or something. Like, you didn't hurt me or anything, but you'd do something like big in my face, and you'd be like, I just changed your life forever.
Yeah.
And
not,
being like,
your life
will
never be the same.
Yeah.
Just,
and I'm talking about it now.
Yeah, yeah, he was right. It worked.
Yeah. I mean, he was correct at the beginning.
Yeah.
But now it's like there's proof. I'm remembering.
Yeah, we're
it.
Seeing the fruits of that.
You're right.
Labor.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done anything. Like, I'm sure I've been the first to, like, be wearing my pants in a specific part of town.
Jackson,
or whatever.
I feel like half the things you say, no one has ever said before.
That's true. Well.
Oh, coming from, like, spit cow's milk up a cow's bum man over here.
It's the opposite people somehow of drinking milk.
It's the exact opposite. People will think that all the time. That's like the second thing they think of.
Why is the mouth not involved?
Well, I guess the butthole's the opposite of the mouth. And the cow's spitting the milk out its mouth because...
No. The human man is spitting... The peasant is spitting milk from his mouth into the cow's butt. It's obvious.
No, which... Who's milk?
Because the cow... The milk's going the opposite way... From
what
the
are
exact
the
opposite holes.
What are the opposites? Why is it coming out
What's
of his mouth?
What's the opposite of a nipple?
Why is it an opposite of a nipple?
It's coming out of his mouth because it went in his mouth.
So what's the opposite of a nipple? It needs to go into the opposite of a nipple.
Nope.
You can't
butthole,
tell me that's
apparently.
It's not the anus.
It is.
Well, I think what's interesting is to think how often you're not the first one, but for really specific things. So, like, I had my nut decimated by a pig's hoof, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's probably someone else out there who has had exactly the same experience, just statistically. Maybe not in the times where they could do something about it, but, you know, like, I might be able to go back to peasant times and find someone whose nutsack was demolished by pigs or whatever.
That would happen to, like, every third peasant. There would be a hoof to the nuts and then...
Oh, you got big pig nut? Oh, yeah, we all got big pig nut here. Anyway, me and the boys are going out to spit cow's milk up a cow's anus. You coming?
Oh, my God, the past rules. Everybody with their giant testicles spitting milk into cows. Man, we don't need smartphones. We got this.
Yeah. Do you think if you went back in time, like, and you bought a smartphone, like, what do you think? Everyone, I don't know. You always imagine, like, I'd blow their minds, but then you go, well, what? I couldn't do anything with that because there wouldn't be any reception. It would lose charge real quick, and then it's too far in the past that if they cracked it open and had a look, they still wouldn't understand.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what they were
looking
for.
It wouldn't do anything. Yeah, the butterfly effect would be nothing for that habit.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. What were you going to say, Kaz?
Someone might write about it, but...
Well, it depends who you show it to. Most people can't write.
Yeah, that's the thing. Who's keeping papers, even?
No one. And like, three people.
If you appear back in time and you're like, I need to see the king, they're going to be like, well, no.
They're going to say, no, we're going to kill you now because you look weird.
Sounds buddy. Witch of you, actually. We're not letting you in.
That's a bit witch.
Maybe we did, and it's all in the Library of Alexandria, and then someone else went back in the past and was like, ugh.
Let's get rid of this.
People annoy me, I reckon. Let's get rid of the library.
If you had to go back to the peasant times and you could you have 1 year to prepare, you can bring whatever like fits on your body.
Okay.
What are you doing? Because I think there's no good answer. I think you just fucked. I think you can't.
Why did you give so many stipulations?
No, because like you got a year. You can do whatever you want, pretty much within reason. There's a portal going to open in a year. You can walk through it with whatever you can carry. You got to go back to the 1950s or whatever. It's easy because like I don't know. You bring the sports almanac and you make lots of money and you know the lotto numbers and you do all that. But you're going back to peasant times. It's too far.
No, I got an answer for you.
Yeah.
So there was a guy, forget his name, I think he's still alive today, shockingly. And his quest in life is to build a suit of armor capable of letting him defeat a bear in combat, okay?
Oh, is that the one that has, like, nails and spikes sticking out of it the whole way through?
Maybe? I don't know. All I know is that he spent, like, copious amounts of money on it, and it looks like it's made out of PVC pipe and duct tape.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Okay.
But I think it's really strong, and it, like, protects him. It's like a functional suit of armor for fighting bears. So I would put that on, and I would just go back and just brawl till I died. I would just appear in some peasant village, and they would be like, Eon, what if thou come from yonder portal? And I would just start swinging fists until they piked me to death. That's what I would do. That's what I would take back.
Yeah.
I reckon surely you would have to... Like, I would, okay, I'd spend the year getting my, you know, gut flora good.
Sure, true, important.
Yeah, well, of course.
I think, like, the old food's going to fuck me otherwise.
I think the old air is going to fuck you. It's bad to be back in time, yeah.
Yeah, the old mud, just the sewage in the streets.
It's probably really bad. So, yeah, I'm going to get my body in the best shape it can be, but, like, fill it with good biotics.
Yeah, nice, nice.
I'll speak with a doctor who believes me about some sort of vitamin regimen to transition me from new air to old air.
It's great to
try and get ripped.
true. You want to be in the best shape for it. I really love to imagine you bring this up with your doctor, but not like as your primary reason for going to the doctor, but just when the doctor's like, is there anything else I can help you with? You're like, well, I will be traveling back to 1765.
Yeah, I need to become immune to old air as well. Yeah, do you have any pills for that?
Do you have immunizations for everything? Just load me up. We don't know what's happening. Because, look, you can speak to a historian, you can do all this stuff, but, like, I go back in time. I'm too old to not be perfect at the skills.
Yes, I see what you mean. You know, it's the kind of thing you need to have been training for since your youth.
Like, you can't farm now, and you're too far gone to learn.
It's like how none of us will be astronauts, you know what I mean? Like,
that's... Yeah, fuck.
It's a bummer.
Oh, no.
Did you also have that little pang, Hayden, of, yeah, I could?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, shut up, I could be... Oh, you're I don't not want to be that badly, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Also, who wants to be in space? It sucks up there. Yeah.
I think one of the most empowering things in the world is, like, first, a realization that you really could do anything. Mm. Second of all, that you just don't have to.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And being like, I don't have to do shit I don't want. And it's so relaxing to be like, like for people, like, you know, you become a doctor, could become an astronaut. You're like, oh my god, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my god, no thank you.
No thank you. Yuck.
Jesus.
We might, I mean, we might get to go to space like when we're elderly and Mars has been colonized by Elon Musk. You know,
that'd be cool. Maybe we would you guys go to space if it was
for what?
Not a million billion dollars, just for whatever.
Yeah, how long am I up there?
Am I bored?
You can go up and do a rotation and then come back down.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
I think it's cool to look at. I want free trips for people who don't believe in curvature of the Earth.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just pretend. I'm like, oh, I'm a flat earther. Send me up so I can be proven wrong. And then I get a free trip to space. Are you joking? I'll do that.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'd see what it would be like to piss my pants in space. See what that would
do. Well, it would just sort of hang around the end of your dick.
That's cool.
Yeah, it would start orbiting your dickhead.
Give yourself like some little satin rings.
Yeah.
Would it?
Or would it just be like a
five
weird
skin?
Oh, no.
5D skin almost.
Would it get
interdimensional almost.
No, it's about to be like, would it get caught in my foreskin? How do I think a penis works? What am I saying?
Well, it would probably works. I reckon maybe a bit would just sort of
like go backward,
in there,
kind of?
Because it wouldn't fall out. That's what I'm saying.
There's
just
gravity, but there is still force behind the piss.
That is true. That's true. Actually, I don't think it would circle your dick. No. It would shoot out of you with force.
I would move backward, which is cool. I could piss my way around the space station.
Wait, would you move backwards?
Yeah, there's
is
no
jet propulsion?
There's no gravity in space, so any movement, it's Newton's one of his laws.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
You'd
move back at the speed of piss.
So, like, I could stand at one point in the ISS, you know, drop dong, piss. Yeah.
Piss your way to the cockpit.
Piss my way to the cockpit. Don't worry, guys, I got this. And they're like, your piss will ruin the space station. You
the instruments!
What have you done? It's like that episode of The Simpsons where Homer becomes an astronaut.
So many ants.
Oh, no, the instruments. And I'm like, that's okay. I'll drink up my own piss like around, slurping up my own piss. Far more disgusting. They cancel any space program they have after that. Yuck.
It is fun to think that if you pissed out the window of the ISS, the piss would just go in a jet stream for
that
literally
cool.
forever.
That
for eternity.
Is cool. And you can eventually.
Yeah, if you did that, you'd have to hold on to something.
Yeah.
You'd have to hold on. So
no, you just wind it down a little bit. Just crack the window.
No, you'd have to hold on to something you didn't get forced backwards.
Mm, true.
But you're in the ISS.
Yeah, but you're still floating in the ISS.
Yeah. You have a piss handle. Yeah.
You got a piss handle and then you
have to hook in your feet and a hand.
It'd
be fun to piss on the Earth from space because you know it would just burn up in the atmosphere, but what would be happening. That'd
yeah,
be
exactly. You could probably piss from a great height, like just in the upper troposphere or something, before you exit into zero gravity. And you could still piss on Earth. That, you know, like that guy who did the skydive from like...
Oh, the Red Bull he jumped from the top of the bottom of space.
If he'd pissed from there, he could have pissed on Earth.
He might have.
We don't know. We don't know what happened.
Frightened.
He'd be going so quickly.
Mm. He might piss his pants.
We wouldn't even know. Do you reckon he even knows?
No, I don't think so. I think all skydivers piss their pants a bit. Sure.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, look, being the first person to do things, I think people start too late. Like, I think cavemen... Like, I always think about the first guy to discover anal sex and how exciting that must have been.
Like, do you reckon it was on purpose?
Well, I think it was. I think it was on purpose because I think you fuck one hole... And then you're like, this might sound crazy, but there are other holes in the human body. And then like
it's
you suck
right there.
You're like, what if a dick goes in my mouth? Like a dick can go in my pussy. Maybe it could go in my mouth. And then it can. And you're like, holy shit, guys.
It fits pretty well.
Oh my God.
This works. We're onto something.
I got another hole. I'm shitting out of it, but let's see.
Should we try ears next?
That's what I always think. I always think it must, it's like, it must get to a point where you're like, vagina, mouth. Asshole. What else? That's it.
We've had
really.
This discussion before. I think before I joined the network.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
well, before
funny.
I joined
it's
the network, we were talking about how many, like, providing you had all the holes that a person could have, how many pain could you pleasure at once?
Mm, for sure.
And then it
just
got
with
to a
holes?
Yeah.
No.
No, well, yeah.
So
yeah.
we were like, count every, so we were like, obviously count all the holes, and then it's like, cool, like things like nose, that's not going to work. Mm. But then we were doing things like, you know, if you like arch your chin in the right way, would that work?
Oh, yeah, put your chin to your chest and you could fit a little willy right in there.
Yeah, and then if you've got like a, like if you do like the elbow crease or an armpit, and then we started going to those ones, and then we were like, okay, but now we have to think if the body's attached.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's going to knock out a few. But then we also had to think, and then Jackson was like, at some stage, you're just rubbing a pain.
Yeah, you're not really...
You're not actually...
You're not really doing much to it, you know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah, it could be any... area of flesh, so it you know, it's a conversation with like
it's been on my mind for a long time. It's worth
at
discussing.
Least 7 years,
because I think about like that period of time after the great, you know, anal sex discovery and oral sex discovery, where you might...
which by the way, that would have been what, 1 month after the birth of man?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it'd be the moment we got cognizant enough to be like, I just kind of want to do this for, like, the fuck of it, because it just feels great.
Sorry, wait, do you guys know, I found this out the other day, dogs do anal? You know that?
Oh, that's cool!
What?
Yeah.
Good on
dogs do anal, sometimes.
Why?
On purpose?
Just for good,
Yeah,
for
on purpose! I looked this up the other day, because that's, okay. That's my life. And my partner Lucy, she was, like, talking about how dogs can be gay, and I was like, and they when they mount each other, they have sex, and I'm like, but do they have anal? Like, do they do it? Do they figure it out? And they do!
That's
it turns out they
awesome.
Do!
Good on them.
Good on them.
Hell yeah. Good for dogs. I mean, you do see it sometimes at the dog park. Just two dogs going at it, and you're like, you guys barely know each other.
Well, because dogs always mount everything, right?
They love
but I'm
to
like,
mount.
If they mount another dog, do they lock in? Do they go for it? And they do. They know what's going on.
That's
dogs are smart.
Awesome.
Dogs are smarter than we give them credit for.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
They're as smart as early man.
Well, yeah, because I think anal sex is like a real, it's proof of how innovative the human being is. Like, that's one of my favorite things about it. You know what I mean? We didn't just stick to what was obvious.
What do you mean we're not sticking to what's obvious? I would count that as pretty obvious.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, yeah, you're thinking outside of the box, but not... like you. I didn't even mean that.
You're right, but it's actually not that creative, is it, really?
It's like,
no, it's right
it's
next to
it. It's literally right next to
it
the box.
It can happen by accident.
You barely have
that's
to change
fair.
Positions.
Yeah. Well, what about oral sex? That's a bit cleverer, surely. You know?
Well, I don't know. Bats do oral sex. Why do I know what animals do what kind of sex? But anyway, I'm going to lean into it. Bats, they blow each other for fruit.
Oh, that's
cool.
They have
bat sex workers.
Yes, but I suppose... But like, if I didn't know my mouth could give pleasure, I wouldn't think it could. You know what I mean?
What like, are you talking about? You've got a tongue in there.
Yeah, I guess.
That's golden for pleasure.
I reckon See, anal seems more like it could just happen by accident, but oral seems more thought out to be like, well, I've learnt the consequence of sex and I'm choosing no.
Yeah, exactly.
What other options do we have? And I'm sure we'd be very preoccupied by the bum.
True.
At
yeah.
this stage. Oral seems more innovative.
Yeah, I think it would have been just a very exciting, very crazy, like the graph of sexual innovation. Like, we pretty much peaked quite early, you know what I mean? And then we
it's
kind of flatlined because there's not much
else
you can do.
To go.
I just think
as soon as the first monkey was walking upright, we clocked it.
Like slapping a dick on a shoulder and being like, I don't know. I thought that might have worked. Maybe that's good. Oh, maybe the back of the head. Okay.
Maybe foot stuff is pretty maybe recent. I don't know.
Yeah,
like
that's
more
true.
Recent, relatively.
Yeah.
You think monkeys were doing foot stuff? I guess monkeys had foot
monkeys
hands,
are great for doing foot stuff, dude. Yeah. Like,
but did they?
I don't know.
For foot stuff.
I don't know.
I wonder with a lot of these things if it's like, you know, the phenomenon where it looked like left-handedness was rising exponentially, but it was just the stigma around left-handedness dying and it stopped being illegal.
Yeah.
Have you seen those graphs? Yeah. I wonder how many things are just that.
Oh, for sure. Well, I know.
Where it's like, wow, this is growing a lot. It's like, or are people just not shy anymore?
People aren't getting slapped on the feet. With a big ruler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Is that what they did in old schools? Yeah, it's like on the feet? I meant to say hands, but I forgot the word for hands, even though we're talking about
left-handedness. Also weird, because you were talking about foot stuff earlier as well.
Yeah, maybe my wires got crossed.
Yeah,
and we're talking about how monkey feet are hand feet.
Yeah,
that's
true. That's true. Well, I know some...
reasonable.
Some composer, maybe... Who was the blind one, maybe? The deaf one, I mean?
Well, don't they not know? Wasn't it Mozart that maybe was blind?
Mozart.
Or was that Beethoven? I can't remember.
One of the fellas wrote a song about how much he loved to eat his wife's ass. So we've been eating arse and having crazy sex for years. And God bless us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice, because eating arse does feel quite modern, but I guess it's obviously not. It's
but
quite,
it's all,
it
I think it's,
back.
I think we would have all figured all it out back. Within that 1 month of sexual innovation.
Yeah,
I don't know why I think it took us a month. You could do it in a night, really.
Yeah, really. I mean,
big night.
Maybe two. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what I always think about when they're like, who was the first guy? Who was the first guy to do this?
It probably would
Fuck
have
asses.
Been all of us. Like, we all could have been the first guy for
that's
so
true.
Many things.
It's like how, you know how... like when you get sleep paralysis, everyone has the same hallucination or very similar hallucinations that something's crawling up and sitting on your chest.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like just like our brain, that's like the default of how we process that situation. Yeah. Maybe we all just would have eaten ass in caveman times.
I think you're right. I had a weird version of sleep paralysis recently where it was very mild, but I was like frozen in place, but it was still kind of in a dream. And my Japanese grandfather... I don't have a Japanese grandfather, but my Japanese grandfather's ghost was the creature coming to sit on my chest. But it was like in a dream.
Was he disappointed in you?
Well, I remember even in the dream being like, I don't have a Japanese grandfather. What? I don't have any Japanese heritage. But yeah, he was like, I'm your Japanese grandfather, Jackson, and I'm coming to sit on your chest. And I was like, what the hell? But yeah, that's some sleep paralysis I had recently.
That's fun. Dreams are silly.
Dreams are dumb.
Do you still? Were you scared? Or
no,
were you just like,
I was confused.
Yeah. That's what you were telling me about what you were trying. You were trying to train yourself to not be afraid of ghosts because your house is haunted or something?
Or just in
How's
general. It's just good to do. It's going well. I mean, so my house had only two spooky things happen in it where... A shampoo bottle went flying off the bath for no apparent reason, and I was playing video games, and I felt the back of my computer chair jostle like somebody had grabbed it, and I was like, right, that's it. Time to yell at ghosts. And I also remembered my mom always saying when I was a kid, because I was having this conversation with my mom recently, and it's very funny. She was like, Ryder, my brother, was talking to her about how much she scared him as a kid by being like, don't turn on the middle light in the car. You know that classic thing? Parents don't want the middle light in the car on. And you're like, if I do it,
what's
will
the deal with that,
not,
by the way? Because I drive.
Illegal.
Glare,
I drive
apparently,
now.
Is the thing. You get a bit of glare on the windscreen, and it's bad. Right. Anyway.
I'll turn the light on next time we can get a car together.
I was going to say, like, maybe I'll just start driving around with the middle light on to train myself up.
Yeah,
so
clever.
That when I have kids, they can have the light on the whole time. I'll be the best dad in the world.
And also, for some reason, gave me the vibes of when somebody leaves the light on in their house so burglars don't come in. Leave the light on, they'll think you're in there. But anyway.
Well, I can't see them, but the light's on, so I guess they're inside.
They must be in there somewhere. I don't know.
Maybe they're coming right back.
Yeah. But mom was like, oh, did I ever, like, were you ever scared as a kid? And I was like, well... Like, I was scared of ghosts a bit, but mum was like, did I do anything to assuage those fears? And I was like, well, not really, because what mum would say is she would be like, yes, there are ghosts in your bedroom, but they're harmless. They're not here to hurt you. So she was never like, no, there's no such thing as ghost story, Jackson. I would be like, mum, I feel like my bedroom's haunted. And she'd be like, it absolutely is.
Yeah, it probably is.
Probably
there's
a ghost in there, buddy, but he's harmless. And I would be like, oh, okay, cool.
You just gotta stand up for yourself, all right?
Well, yeah, because
once you stand up for yourself once, they'll leave you alone.
Pretty much.
Just don't give them a reaction.
Yeah, exactly. Because mom would be like, she'd be like, if you think there's a ghost in your room, what you gotta say is, go away, ghost, leave my room. This is my house. Which is a crazy thing because I don't want to acknowledge that the ghost is there. If I
that
say
that also seems rude.
Yeah, I know.
Like, no offense, but if the ghost is there, it's kind of their house too.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Well, like, probably they have more claim to it than you do, right? I mean, they lived there probably longer and they died there. That's their house.
But, and it's crazy because this is just a holdover from that. If I'm ever like scared of ghosts, I will say it in my head. Like, I don't say it out loud because I think the craziest thing ever, or one of the scariest things ever, is to imagine being in the pitch dark of your room, like pitch black, in bed, and being like, is anyone there? Terrible. Terrible thing to ask.
Yeah.
No good.
Speaking that into the universe and waiting for a response, that
awful.
Anticipation.
Awful.
Yeah, don't ask a question.
So I could do it in my head. So I could be, because if I'm like, ghost, leave my house, I'm admitting there's a ghost there. But if I in my head I'm like, ghost, I'm assuming you can psychically communicate with me. Get out of here or whatever. But yeah, so...
And does that work? Do they hear you? Do they leave?
I don't know if they're here in the first place.
No, they are. They are.
But also, something that I've always wanted to do in my life is to go, like, aggressively ghost hunting. Like,
oh, I would fucking love to.
To go out, because I think there's a lot of people out here with their namby-pamby spiritual ways of treating the ghost with respect, ways of going and getting rid of the ghost. But I want to
do the equivalent of poking a ghost with a stick.
Yeah, exactly. I want to go in there belligerently, being like, you motherfucker, cunt, you're dead, go to heaven. This is
you're dead. Ha, 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 ha. What are you going to do, haunt me? What are you going to do, push me down some stairs? I dare you to do it. Do it.
As you, Jackson, I know that when you die, if you become a ghost, you would expect the same.
Absolutely.
I think it's fair, because if you were sticking around, you'd want some, like, punk kid to come up to you and be like, oi, fuck off to heaven.
Yeah, you...
I also can't believe that... I understand that old ghosts wouldn't get this, but we've had cameras for ages. Heaps of people have died since cameras.
Yeah.
Probably lots of ghost enthusiasts have died since the invention of cameras. I cannot believe a single ghost hasn't haunted, I don't know, a TV studio or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, or just has haunted one crew of a ghost hunting.
True, to be like, I'm... gonna really get it. Seems like that the rules of being a ghost are that you can never fully be, you can blurrily appear, you can peek around a corner if you like,
or put a hand on a shoulder for a split second,
fully manifesting. None
you
of
you can't
that.
Go, hello, I'm here,
I'm
film
a ghost.
Me. I'm a ghost, interview me.
Boo,
if I die thought... early, please. This is what you have to do, right?
Okay.
Yep.
Find the spot where I died.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Do a podcast from there, just you two, and do you know what a spirit box is?
Yeah. For sure, like one of the little
it's
radios.
It's where people that don't know, I don't, the more I think about it, the less sense it makes, but it's like some kind of radio frequency electromagnetic receiver, and it has like a list of words on it, like the whole dictionary, and then depending what frequency the thing picks up, it says one of the random words. Right, so you put a spirit box where I died, and I'll do the first ever podcast as a ghost. You have to promise me to do that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we will.
Lock it in. Good. It's happening. It's coming.
It's coming out of your estate, though. I'm not buying a spirit box.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll leave it in the will.
Yeah, sure.
To Sandspence Radio, the funds for one spirit box.
I bought an EMF reader when I thought I was going to be hunting ghosts. Like one of those little things.
When did you think you were going to?
It was just before this recent COVID.
I wanted to go hunting ghosts. I wanted to film it. I wanted to make a whole thing of it. And I still intend to. But I was like, time to buy an EMF reader so that I can like scan for ghosts. But it works. And it's cool to hold it near electromagnetic frequencies like a PowerPoint and be like, whoa, it's lighting up.
That is true. Because people are like, oh, this EMF's going nuts. It's like, yeah, but... like
there are
so
power lines outside. Yeah.
I think radios set it off.
It's also just baffling
to
me.
Probably pacemakers set it up. I don't know.
That that working relies on you just assuming ghosts are electromagnetic frequencies. That's like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But no,
like, how does it?
We did. When? Why?
why do we know that? And also, how do we, like, with the spirit box, how does the ghost know how it works? How does
the
ghost understand
doing, like,
to emit the right frequencies to? It seems like a very complicated thing.
Yeah.
Even if you knew how to do it straight away, it would take practice to do it.
Yeah, it seems like with spirit boxes and things like that, I'm like, fuck, like, if I become a ghost, you're going to have to give me, like, a day or two to fuck around with it. Because, like, when we record the podcast, we'll leave the spirit box there for, like, a week
Please
so you can have a go.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's no, I know you. It's going to have to be, like, a set time period. Otherwise, you'll wait until the day before.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm like, we're going to leave this here for a week, Hayden, be like,
oh,
okay. No. You're
100% right, because I was like, oh, but I'm dead. I got all the time in the world. I'm not doing it. There's no way I'm doing it. No, don't even leave. I'm not going to do it. I'll wing it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you do it on the day. Do it on the day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think ghost hunting should be done... I think it's so easy. I think is what frustrates me about everybody goes out there and they're like, we're just gonna wait for the ghost. I reckon you gotta invite the ghost in. You know what I mean? One thing that I always wanted to do, and I thought this would be very funny, is you could buy a haunted doll off eBay, right?
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
So I always thought if I'm ever going ghost hunting, I need to buy a haunted doll so I got one on my side. Right? So I can be like, Annabelle, or whatever, you're here to protect us.
Sick him,
Annabelle.
I don't know if that's good. Like, if I were a ghost trapped in a doll and I got sold off to someone, they're like, you're on my team now, I'd be like,
I can give her a drop of blood from my finger or whatever she needs. She's just going to protect us from
anyone. How do you ensure that the Annabelle's on your side and we'll fight the other ghosts?
It's a conversation. It's just a conversation.
Well, but actually, no, if I was... Because if you're trapped in a doll, you're angry, right?
Yeah.
And if someone's like coming in and be like, hey, you're on our team, we're friends. You'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's what they need. Maybe that's what Annabelle needs. As a bit of a friend. Exactly. Maybe to reach out. Maybe not to be so aggressive
the whole
time
point
and
was that she had a friend. She had a friend. And then she's like, I would like to kill this child.
Yeah.
Ooh, did the child suck? Do we know?
Yeah, we don't know what the vibes of the kid were. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the kid was mean.
Let me see if I can find a haunted doll on Amazon and we can imagine whether or not this would be like a good companion for ghost hunting, because there are plenty.
It's like an online dating profile. It has their like traits and what they like and what they don't
often
like.
So we can
find a
does
perfect
not
match.
Work well with kids. I need to be a single doll home.
Yeah, real night owl.
Here we go. Psychic and paranormal items for sale. Here we go. Perfect. For $120, you can get haunted doll Clarissa, 10 years old, highly active, friendly tag along. So,
okay.
This is Clarissa.
That sounds perfect. A friendly tag along.
She is 10 years old, and her vessel is 18 inches tall. If what you're looking for is a highly active spirit and a very strong presence, then Clarissa is for you. She's from my personal collection and is one of my favorite haunted dolls. So you will be getting an amazing spirit with her. She is the spirit of a 10-year-old girl who fell through an iced over pond and drowned. She is very active and has a strong energy and presence around her vessel. She was found in a basement. They didn't know how the doll got there. After they had her, they kept seeing a spirit around. I actually have to keep my cat away from her vessel, or they will stay right beside her all day. Lol.
Huh.
She enjoys going out into the garden and is a huge fan of musicals. She especially loves the movie Grease.
How would they know?
I found her on eBay. Two have watched in the last 24 hours.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's you two.
Yeah.
But it's you two.
No, we haven't saved it to like our watch list.
Oh, okay. Right, right.
While
right,
I was looking for haunted dolls last time I was doing this, by the way, I found a haunted Maui doll, like from Moana. Like, like... The Rock, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson's Maui.
That's so soon.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, yeah, in 100 years, all the haunted dolls are just going to be like plastic McDonald's toys.
Yeah.
That you get in Happy Meals.
Oh, we had, do you remember the little haunted McDonald's toy we had, Hayden?
The haunted one we had?
Yeah, it was scary. It only did it once or a couple of times, so, and then it went away. It was like a...
It turned its head 360 and said, "You will die tonight." It was crazy.
Whoa, yeah, that's nuts. Weird.
No, it was like one of those toys where it's got three or two little metal touch pads on the bottom. So if you touch it, I think it connects the electricity current and then it talks or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Like it fixed, yeah.
Yeah, so one of them was like a Nemo toy. So the Nemo toy lived in the bathroom because it's a fish. And then the Nemo toy was resting on tiles. And then one night it just started talking.
Oh, no. That is scary.
I mean, do you think maybe it got wet and the water connected the dots?
How at 11 p.m. did it suddenly get...
I don't know. It's a bathroom.
Yeah, but it was on the side.
There's water galore in there.
Yeah, there was water galore in there. But it was sitting
crazy
on the
crazy shit happens in the bath.
It wasn't on the ceramic bit. It was on the tile bit off the bath, like near all the bath decorations.
Yeah.
And yeah, there could have been water on it. But why did it only start talking at 11 p.m.?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe the tile absorbed some moisture and then it had enough moisture in it to complete the circuit.
That isn't how a tile works.
It might be. If I was going to make a bathroom, I wouldn't make the tiles absorbent of water.
It was just
like a bad idea.
I reckon it was just a haunted Nemo doll. That makes sense to me. Can I show you? Yeah, so I was just like looking at haunted dolls and I'm like, what's the cheapest one? Because I don't want to be spending too much money on haunted dolls. I'm looking for a budget haunted doll. And the cheapest one is absolutely the most terrifying. Let me just share my screen with you. Look at... Dear me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Good condition, small finger broke off as seen in picture.
Somehow he
has been given an uneven face.
He's got a leer. He's leering.
Yeah, one eye is slightly more closed than the other.
And then they've got a little close-up of his hand where his pinky's been snapped off.
Yeah, his pinky's broken off.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
He's got a bowl cut, too. Yeah, that's kind of
interesting. Haunted doll, active Timmy. Timmy is an active spirit doll. Timmy is known to move objects. He moves on occasion when he is restless. Timmy can be good on occasion, but is bad most of the time.
Oh, Timmy.
Timmy, bad most of the
time. It's only $6.50.
Yeah, it's cheap as hell. That's
oh, it's a bid.
This person has so many haunted dolls for sale.
They really
Well, should we put a bid in? When did it get listed?
I don't know.
Let's put a bid in.
$32 shipping? Fuck off.
That's worth it.
I don't know. I'm sure I could get a haunted. So this one's $18, $19.40 chip. Oh, I guess
that's also a bid, though. It's also a bid.
Yeah, true.
They're bidding on. How does this person have so many haunted dolls?
Well, presumably.
Well, the thing is, they're just regular dolls, yeah. And they make it up.
Yeah, you just buy a bunch of cheap dolls from an op shop, and you say, "Haunted. This is Joe. Joe will kill you." By Joe.
Don't let him
near the cutlery drawer.
I've clicked on one that's like an old mannequin head, or it looks like maybe it was an old doll's head. You know how they would have the ceramic head and neck and then a stuffed body? So it's just the head bit, and it says, "Haunted doll kit found in woman's home, very creepy, paranormal, active." Sorry, found in dead woman's home. Mm. But then there's a little thing up the top saying, "Save up to 20% when you buy more. Buy one, $25 each. Buy two, $22.50.
Yeah, I'm just going to buy a couple of these heads.
More than 10 available.
Dead women's home. It's very funny. But also,
do you reckon you could buy like 10 haunted dolls, lock them in like a, I don't know, like a storage facility with a bunch of weapons and have like a haunted doll Hunger Games?
Yeah, I think
so. And
then
you just get the best haunted doll at the
end. To take on your ghost hunting adventures. Yeah. I think, because I think you put two ghosts together, it's like putting two crabs in a bucket. They'll have at each other, you know what I mean? They'll fight for territory, which is why I think it's clever to bring one. Another thing, I was looking up hauntings in Walhalla, which is a kind of ghost town in Victoria. And there was it's like an old workhouse, right? And it's full of ghost kids. And if you go in there, they tug at your jeans, right, as you walk through.
But only jeans.
Well, that's what I was denim. Like, clearly these kids want denim. So if I was going to go and hunt those ghosts, buy a bunch of cheap jeans from an op shop, pile them up.
No, buy them good jeans. You want to get them on side.
They don't know.
They
were from the 1800s, you know?
What, yeah. They would know exactly. They were living in the era before cheap mass-produced
That's true. Fast fashion.
Right.
Yeah.
They know quality denim.
That's true.
Yeah, that's only quality denim. And also, oh my God, imagine the effort to make a jean.
Oh, dude, to make a jean.
In the old times.
Yeah. It's so funny to...
Why is denim blue? Isn't it cotton? Why is it blue? They dye it blue, or is it naturally blue?
I don't
know. It can't naturally be blue.
No, I don't think so. I really like the idea
Why do we decide it's blue for denim? I mean, it works.
Well, sometimes black.
Yeah, but like traditionally, they're like bright blue. Really, it could have been any color.
Yeah.
Because like bright blue doesn't go with all that much. But I think we're just used to it.
No, it was just a dye.
Yeah, right. So we could have made them bright green and we would have been wearing green pants all the time.
So apparently... So originally, the blue color came from natural indigo dye. The dye was chosen for the way it interacted with cotton. When heated, most dyes penetrate the cotton fibers, but indigo dye attached to the fiber's surface. Well, there you go.
So blue is the only one that works.
Yeah.
And they didn't want white jeans.
Well, I've seen on... I'm trying to find some things on that as well. And it's saying that the weft is like usually left white, and then the
weft. What's the weft?
The weft?
Don't be throwing out this denim jargon at me like I know what weft is.
There's like a weft and a weave, and one goes one way and the other one goes the other way. Hang on, am I wrong? Am I saying shit?
No, that sounds right.
If that's true, a good way to remember is weft goes left.
Just
made that up. I don't know if it's true,
but it's good
but
to
remember.
It's a good,
left,
way to remember,
good way to remember.
At least the word. I reckon if I was going to give
stalactites, stalagmites.
If I was going to give those ghost kids jeans, I'd give them a pair of, you know, like those big JNCO jeans that like go down to the ground. Because I think
they're like almost giant pairs of shorts.
Yeah, because like how impressed would the ghost kids be who'd only seen work jeans? And I would be like, this is what we're doing with jeans, kids. And they'd be like, holy shit. And I'd be like, now go to heaven.
You can attach your wallet chain to this.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I put the JNCO jeans inside like one of those big, like a cage with a stick propping it up with a string attached. And when I see the ghost kids manifesting, like looking at the JNCO jeans, I pull.
Going to have a tug.
I pull the string. Cage lands on them. I tell them to go to heaven. They do. Exorcism done. No God involved. And on that
note, keep God out of exorcisms.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Hayden Bleachmore.
I've been Cass.
Goodbye.
Jackson's going to be the first guy to ever use jeans to exercise. Go.
Well said.